I thought in this segment we could talk about collegiate women's rowing, because there's some really controversial things going on. The University of Stanford. What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh no! It's Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.
Clarence Murphy, your maintenance man.
I love Clarence.
Yeah, Giorgio loves Clarence.
Clarence, we're on the air.
Yeah, I know. But I thought I'd come in here, and I heard y'all talking about old football and baseball. Heard y'all talking about childhood.
Right.
Heard you talking about childhood, and that takes me back to long ago.
Here comes a story.
Back, huh? I'm back now. I just had a brief memory there.
I thought we were getting a story.
Plugged into his head somehow.
Jump, jump. Sounds like you and I had similar childhoods.
Is that right?
Yeah, me and my friends, we also built a baseball field.
Oh, yeah?
Played out there all the time. It's pretty nice, too. They later renamed it Ebbets Field.
Oh, really?
Yeah, built Ebbets Field. Yeah, built Ebbets Field. And, you know, that was when I was in my teens, and before that, I spent a lot of my childhood fighting the Redcoats for independence.
Boy, that's
you're
a long
old.
Time ago, Clarence.
Very emotional. Oh. Very emotional. But
well, thank you for your service.
Thank you for acknowledging that service that I was speaking of. My best friend, gentleman Jack Corbett.
Oh, God.
He was always staging backyard bare-knuckle boxing matches and everything, and he was pretty good, too. He was probably about the second best of us. The best was my buddy Howard Taft. He really could fight like a real nice
You
one.
Knew some famous people.
Yeah, he was good, and so was Douglas Fairbanks Jr. He lived a couple houses down.
Did he?
And then the run of our group, the one that we always made fun of, was my buddy Mike Ducey.
You grew up with Mike Ducey?
Yeah, I never knew what happened to him. I don't know what happened to him, but he was a kid who was always picking his nose and talking about how they wanted to be a ballerina.
So you picked on him.
Yeah. You know, we weren't very sensitive at that time. We'd given him swirlies and wedgies and, you know, all that. But he had a growth spurt and grew like a foot in a year.
Really?
Yeah, so he had 3 feet. So, see, he could run faster than all of us.
Grew a foot in a year.
He'd be our running back. But he turned into a hoodlum and a punk. The last couple of years we hung out with him, we couldn't get through a pickup game without the cops coming by and hauling him in for another lineup.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. He was always a suspect when a hooker would go missing. But
oh, my gosh.
But, those were good times.
I thought that's a good thing.
Well, we used to fish for carp down in the river. That was always fun.
That's not a very good eating fish.
Do you ever eat carp, Giorgio?
No, I've been told to stay away
from
it.
You ought to come down to my shack that I live in and eat carp with me.
I don't know.
Moment of silence for Kate Spade.
Paul in
damn it, George.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to go to calls.
Back to my childhood as I think back.
Again?
Oh, he's going to
hark
it back.
How does he come with this music?
All right, I'm back now. Yeah. Hey, listen, Giorgio.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you could do me a favor and loan me some money so I can
For what?
Pay this lawyer that he's trying to defend me on one of these hashtag causes I don't want to mention right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got caught up in it.
You're involved in that?
Well, just times change so darn quickly. I didn't know.
You didn't know what?
What?
What did you do? Or what are you accused of doing?
I just didn't know that some people weren't chattel.
Yeah, you got to be careful, Clarence, around the workplace. I don't know. I need to
help him out.
I need to know more about the case, I think, before
you just said at the start you loved him.
Yeah,
I do love Clarence. I do love Clarence.
You got to love me, Giorgio.
I don't want to get involved in something that he's involved in if it's...
Well, I don't want to get into all of it. But why don't you head on down to the boiler room, Giorgio, and I'll give you a full body massage, clothing optional.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm going to
come down for one of those.
Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
There he goes.
Bye, non-George.
There he goes, Clarence Murphy, the maintenance man.